Here's an unusual way to keep a sense of connection with a family member who's been deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan: a life-size cardboard cutout. The Maine National Guard has begun offering what it calls a flat daddy, or for that matter, a flat mommy, flat son, or flat daughter. Sergeant First Class Barbara Claudel is the Maine National Guard's family program director.
As soon as we learn that a unit's being deployed, we bring the families together and we introduce our flat chaplain, actually, is who I carry with me, because he is deployed to Afghanistan. So we talk about communication and keeping in touch with our families, and this is one way that they can do that. And we offer it to them, and either we take the picture of the soldier or they can email us a good quality digital picture. And then we blow it up, basically, and print it off, and then we either provide it to the families or we get a gathering, we call it a flat daddy party, where they come together and they cut them out and they put them together.
They're gluing it onto something?
Yeah, they use foam board, and we use spray adhesive glue, and basically they just cut out the picture, and then they use the spray adhesive to spray him onto the foam board and then cut them out again, and voila, there he is. Big as life.
Now I've got to back you up. Did you say flat chap?
Flat chap. That's my chaplain. We call him Flat Chap.
And you carry him around in your car?
Well, when I go to briefings, I do. I don't personally take him everywhere with me, because his wife takes him, I'm sure, other places. But he does stay in our office. I tend to talk to him every now and then.
What have you heard from families about how they're using these flat versions of their family members?
They love them. That's why they ask for them. But I've heard, you know, a lot of different things. I've heard the parents have seen some of the kids, you know, just talking to them when they're down, you know, and they need to vent a little bit, you know. I've seen kids carry them with them to different events, but I've also seen the spouses and the wives and the moms do the same thing. So it's definitely not just for kids. Some of our families take them to big events, family reunions, weddings, birthday parties, things like that. And then they include the soldier in the pictures that they're taking, and then they email them over, and that makes the soldiers feel like they're still part of the family. They've been included, and they enjoy it.
Sergeant Claudel, I know this is all in good fun, but I would think there would be families who would say, I don't need a two-dimensional version of my dad. I need my dad home.
And there are families that do that. That's why it's always a choice. There's no cookie-cutter answer to things. This is one way that we can help families keep connected. Some of them choose to do it, and some of them say, nope, that's just not my thing, and that's great, too.
Have you heard of families who maybe tried it out and then found it just incredibly unsatisfying?
No, but I have had families that initially will say, nah, I don't think so, but after they've been gone for a short time or a little longer, they'll say, you know, maybe this is something that would be more for us, and they email me the picture, and we print them off for them, and so it's a choice.
And you figure you'll be making more of these?
I expect they will. If that's what they need, if that's what they want, then I guess we will.
Well, Sergeant Claudel, thanks for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Sergeant First Class Barbara Claudel is director of the Maine National Guard Family Program.